Hey. Oh, sorry. No, shh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. What do you mean, who am I? You really don't recognize my voice? Are you sure? What if I get a little bit closer? No, look at me. I'm not gonna hurt you. You know me, even if you don't know it yet. And besides, even if I was gonna hurt you, I'm pretty sure you could stop me, right? So what is there to be afraid of? It's just me and you here. So stay still. I'll get closer. Really close. Does this sound familiar? Good morning. Are you awake, my love? Have a good sleep. I love you. Does that sound familiar? 'Cause it should. That's right. I knew you would know. Yeah, it's Sugar Cubes from Discord. It's so nice to finally meet you. I mean, I feel like I already know everything about you, considering we talk like every night and every morning when I wake you up. And every time you're playing a game. But it's so much nicer to just see you in person, you know? You look exactly like that photo you sent me. I mean, at first I was a little bit worried. I mean, I would still be in love with you, even if you looked nothing like your photo. But it has kind of been the thing that I've been looking at to fall asleep at night, and I'd be a little bit disappointed if I ended up looking at a stranger that whole time, you know? I'm so glad it's really you. Oh, yeah, I guess I guess I do look a little bit shorter in person. Sorry about that. I mean, I wasn't trying to like trick you or anything. It's just most of my shoes are like platforms or have heels on them, you know. I hope you're not too disappointed. You think it's cute? Really? I'm so glad. How did I find you? Really? You're joking, you really don't know. Okay. I found you by tracing your IP address. I mean, obviously, we're on computers like 24/7, so it wasn't that difficult. Oh, yeah, I know that you thought you were pretty careful, but let's just say your safety precautions are pretty elementary. And you've made a few blatant mess-ups. Especially while playing games. I mean, I guess you're just so competitive you don't even realize when you dox yourself. But it's fine. Nobody else noticed, I don't think. Just me. Well, it's just, I know you're so busy, so I know that if I tried to schedule coming and seeing you, you would have a lot of problems. Versus if I just kind of show up, it's fun, you know? I want this to be fun for you. So here I am. But I would be lying if I said that that was the only reason. honestly, I'm tired of being an online girlfriend. It's nice, and I love you, and I want to date you, but I want a more intimate relationship with you. I don't want to be the person who calls you and wakes you up in the morning. I want to be the person who wakes you up in the morning to the smell of pancakes. I don't want to be the person who has phone sex with you. I want to be the person who has actual sex with you. I want to feel like an actual girlfriend versus just an online hobby. I'm more to you than that, right? I hope I am, at least. I want to be. And I'm willing to work for it, too. I won't let anything stand in my way. I'm gonna be the most amazing, perfect, real-life girlfriend you've ever seen. I promise it. So just give me a chance, okay? That's all I need is, I need a chance. Well, what do you need to tell me? Oh, no, I won't be mad. Go ahead, just tell me whatever you need to tell me. No, darling, I know. You don't have to worry about that. I know that you've had a live-in girlfriend this whole time. I know that. I'm not stupid. I mean, that's why you could never talk to me near mealtimes, and during certain times of the day where someone would be coming home from work. I'm not stupid. And really, I don't mind at all. I know that you have needs. And honestly, I can't thank her enough. It was so sweet of her to take care of you this whole time. But I'm here now, and I can do all of that stuff. And more. No, I know you had a girlfriend. No, had. Darling, I know that you like grammar, but trust me, it's had. Well, she was disposable, right? Like a one-time use sort of deal. You didn't need her anymore. I'm here now. So I killed her. She's in the kitchen right now. Oh, of course, I thanked her, profusely thanked her, before I killed her for taking care of you for so long. While I thank her for meeting your needs, I can't let her live. No. I mean, how dare anybody touch you? You're perfect. More importantly, you're mine. And as nice as I try to be, I don't like people touching what's mine. Anyway, none of that matters though, right? She was just a little hobby. Something to pass the time with. You and me are like soulmates. We have so much in common. Trust me when I say that we're a much better match. And I will be a much better girlfriend than she ever was. Like your house right now, it's, no offense, filthy. I would never keep a house like this. Oh, I know how to prove it to you. That I'm a better girlfriend than she ever was. How about you sit there and you finish this game, in the very least this level, And while you do that, I will clean up her body and clean up the house a little bit and make you some lunch. Does that sound good? You're not saying anything, but I'm just gonna assume it's a yes. Good luck on your game, babe. I'll be right back.